Anti-regime protests have gained momentum in Bahrain following a court ruling that sentenced three Shia Muslims to death. Fresh rallies have been held in the tiny Persian Gulf state despite the regime's ongoing military crackdown. Now, one of the three convicted protesters is calling on people to press ahead with their democratic demands through demonstrations against the Al-Khalifa regime.
The island city of Sitra and several villages were the scene of fresh demonstrations. People took to the streets again to vent their anger at the regime's relentless crackdown on dissent. But they faced a heavy-handed military response. Regime forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowds. Protesters were calling for the release of political prisoners, including prominent opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman. He's been behind bars since nearly 2 months ago over what authorities say his attempt to overthrow the regime, the charge that he denies. The demonstrators were also chanting slogans against a recent ruling by a court that sentenced three Shia Muslims to death and seven others to life in prison. They were convicted over an alleged bomb attack that killed three Bahraini policemen in a village near the capital Manama last year. Now, one of the three convicts has released a video message from prison calling on people to continue their rallies against the Al-Khalifa regime. Abbas Assama says he's innocent and that he's being tortured.
The brutal and psychological torture was unbearable. They have threatened my family. They have even threatened to dismiss or suspend my lawyers.
Meanwhile, the authorities have summoned senior rights defender Nabil Rajab only a few months after he served a 2-year term in prison.
This is again a new case, and it's very clear now. The government, they don't want to leave us alone because all the human rights defenders now behind bars or they are in exile.
Iran has criticized the kingdom for its systematic human rights violations. Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian says the current Bahraini government is heading the country toward a dark future. According to rights groups, regime forces have killed scores of people and put hundreds of others in jail since the revolution began in the tiny Persian Gulf island in 2011. Anti-monarchy protesters say, however, that the regime's crackdown on dissent would not stop them from demanding justice and social equality.
Well, let's speak to Jawad Fairuz now. He's a former Bahraini MP and he joins us via Skype from London. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Fairuz. Now, first of all, by sentencing three anti-regime protesters to death, what kind of a message is the Manama regime trying to send to others who are taking to the streets?
The verdict from the court yesterday was for 10 Bahraini citizens. Three being sentenced to death and the rest life sentences and stripping nationality of eight of them. One of those who've been convicted to death and the rest were life sentences, their nationality has been stripped too. It is so clear if we can focus on the messages being delivered by Abbas Semeh from his prison, it is give the short story of entire judiciary system, we can say. And first of all, it's indicated that the court process is illegal in a way that there was didn't have enough evidence and it is politically being oriented. Additional to that, there was a clear proof that during the incident he was on duty himself, and even that one is being submitted to the court. And the issue of the torture was clearly mentioned by him, like all of those who've been detained and been taken to the court. And all the judges, they know that whatever charges is being imposed on them, even they claim that they already confessed it was under the torture. And we know that Bahrain wants somehow to end this uprising, but any means and only means they are following nowadays is the security measures. Definitely it will not work, and we can see the people day by day in the street, as you mentioned in your reports, and we can see even today we are talking now, many people started to be in the street after the Friday prayers. So we are so confident these security measures, these illegal processes through what been so-called judicial system, although it is not a total independent judiciary power, I think at the end they will realize that they cannot impose on Bahrain people what they want to accept this type of tyranny and oppression which is imposed to them by the current regime.
Right, and Mr. Fairuz, very quickly, if you can, we've seen Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and other such rights organizations come out in support of the plight of the Bahraini people. However, do you think that the international community as a whole has done enough for Bahrain, especially as the crackdown is intensifying?
Definitely, it is not done enough yet. Yes, there is a good stand position from the international human rights organizations, but unfortunately, it's still a lot of things to do, media-wise and political-wise, because Bahrain has its own geographical and strategical locations and been backed so strongly by nearby countries like Saudi Arabia financially and United Arab Emirates, and is strongly backed militarily and politically by Bahrain allies internationally, United States and United Kingdom. So strong political condemnation for Bahrain for all these atrocities is absent. And this is here the lack of it. We can see the similar broader acts being applied in different parts of the world, and so strong condemnation and even some action has been taken against these countries and regimes. But unfortunately, when it comes to Bahrain, we can see this silence. Definitely, the challenge is very high for the Bahraini people to continue, but they know that this is the only way they have to get their freedom, their rights to continue their struggle. And we sure that we can change all these type of the interests that they think they will protect by backing the current regime. People will impose on them their rights and their demand.
All right, that's former Bahraini MP Jawad Fairuz joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Fairuz, it's always a pleasure talking to you here on Press TV.